Offside. Opozicijske počitnice. V Venezueli je na nedeljskih regionalnih in parlamentarnih volitvah z 42-odstotno udeležbo z veliko prednostjo slavila vladajoča Združena socialistična stranka Venezuele, krajše PSUV. Stranka, ki jo vodi trenutni predsednik Nicolás Maduro, je na regionalnih volitvah od 24 guvernerskih mest osvojila 23 mest, medtem ko je na parlamentarnih volitvah prejela 82-odstotno podporo volivcev. V prejšnjem mandatu so opozicijski kandidati skupno zmagali v 4 zveznih državah, tokrat so slavili samo v eni, imenovani Cojedes, ki leži vzhodno od prestolnice Caracas. V 285-članski narodni skupščini bo PSUV zasedala 253 poslanskih mest. V skupščini so si mesta pridobili še opozicijska alijansa Demokratična enotna platforma s 6% glasov, Demokratično zavezništvo s 5% glasov in Fuerza Vecinal z 2,5%. Dogajanje na včerajšnjih volitvah opiše Paul Dobson, neodvisni novinar v Venezueli.
Yesterday's elections generally went off calmly and in a peaceful atmosphere. There were, at least I've seen no reports of irregularities, violence or problems at the voting centers beyond the normal situations of life in Venezuela, whereby power cuts are very common, which obviously will have affected numerous voting centers throughout the day, and one or two logistical problems as well. But for an election of this size, I think it will be fair to evaluate that the vote on the day was successful in that everything went according to plan. One of the major issues which would have in fact helped this situation was the surprisingly low turnout. Obviously, with fewer voters, it is much easier to run an election. And the turnout yesterday, the empirical evidence here on the ground across the country in the voting centers shows very, very empty voting centers and poll booths throughout the day.
Nesorazmerna porazdelitev poslanskih sedežev je posledica poziva opozicije k bojkotu volitev. Maria Corina Machado, nekdanja poslanka in vodja največje opozicijske stranke Demokratične enotne platforme, je bojkot upravičila, češ da gre za način zoperstavljanja netransparentnosti in nedemokratičnosti volilnega sistema v Venezueli. Povod za bojkot so bile med drugim junijske predsedniške volitve, na katerih je Maduro z 51-odstotno podporo volivcev osvojil že tretji zaporedni mandat, kljub protestom in pozivom opozicije in državljanov k razveljavitvi glasovanja. Mnogi državljani so na ulicah protestirali proti staremu predsedniku, medtem ko je Maduro obračunaval s svojimi političnimi nasprotniki. Od takrat je policija namreč aretirala skupno 2000 ljudi, mnogi so še vedno priprti. Vtis državljanov po volitvah oriše sogovornik.
There will certainly be a vast majority of the population, I would go as far as to say, who will be skeptical about these results. It's unlikely that we will see protests, given the very clear message which the government has sent to the country following the last election. So last July 2024, we had presidential election in Venezuela. And again, there were huge irregularities in this election. Irregularities which Venezuela has never seen before. We're still, even now, nearly 1 year later, waiting for the full results to be announced. We don't know the full results still. And despite this, a candidate was sworn in and declared the victor. Now, this led to huge popular protests in the working class neighborhoods in Venezuela. And the reaction from the state was very clear. They detained many thousand people, mostly young people, and hundreds of these people still, nearly a year later, are behind bars, including many minors, many children. There have been at least 5 deaths in custody of people detained in these protests. And even one former presidential candidate, Enrique Marquez, disappeared in January. The state police arrived at his home and took him away without an arrest warrant, and 3 months later, people still don't know, his family still don't know where he is. He's not at any access to a lawyer or to a trial. So these are very clear messages of repression, which the government has sent to the population over the last year. And the effect of all of this will effectively be to dull down any protests across the country or anyone looking to organize protests. Only hours before yesterday's elections, so 2 or 3 days ago, over 70 people were detained in Venezuela. Many trade unionists, local trade union organizers were detained by the police without an arrest warrant.
Tudi pred tokratnimi volitvami je oblast v 48 urah aretirala 70 članov opozicije in civilnih aktivistov. Med političnimi nasprotniki so aretirali Juana Pabla Guanipa zaradi obtožb o terorističnih načrtih v sodelovanju z Združenimi državami, s katerimi bi z oblasti vrgel Madura. Prav tako je policija aretirala aktiviste iz Ekvadorja, Argentine, Nemčije, Srbije in Pakistana. Več o represivnih prijemih, ki se jih po predsedniških volitvah poslužuje Maduro, pojasni sogovornik.
Well, there's very little information. This is the first thing to highlight. The only information we have is what came out of government spokespersons. But as these were arrests were carried out essentially illegally, there was no arrest warrant, there was no public defense, none of the rules of law which are established in Venezuelan's constitution and Venezuela's laws, these rights were not respected. So it's hard to see exactly. What we have seen is there was a mix match. There was one or two leading right-wing politicians who were detained. But I think more importantly, there were around 30 foreigners of various nationalities, some Europeans, a Serbian, a Bulgarian, some Colombians, some Argentinians, but most, again, without names. We don't really know who these people are. This is the information from the government spokesperson. And importantly, in many localities, local organizers. And so there's a vast range of people detained. Now, the government spokespersons claim that this group of 70 or so people were organizing efforts to sabotage yesterday's elections. It's quite unclear at this moment what they mean by this. No evidence has been presented to the country, and also no motive. The elections yesterday were very much very disinflated elections. Most people really didn't care about them. There's very little campaigning. And like I said, the trust in the electoral system has been hugely deteriorated since the presidential elections last year. So these elections were not large scale, they were not high profile, and it seems a little bit strange that people would try to sabotage the elections at this point in time.
Na tokratnih volitvah je bilo prvič omogočeno glasovanje prebivalcem v regiji Esequibo, ki sicer pripada sosednji Gvajani. Kljub odločitvi meddržavnega sodišča v Hagu, ki je v začetku maja prepovedalo izvajanje glasovanja, so z regionalnimi volitvami v regiji torej prvič izvolili guvernerja za nadaljnih 5 let. Območje je majhno in redkeje poseljeno, vendar je bistvenega pomena za gospodarstvo, saj je bogato z rudninami zlata, litija in kobalta ter z nafto. Nejasnost poteka glasovanja v regiji, pojasni Dobson.
Some suggest that this was a smokescreen to hide many of the other irregularities which I've already explained, to make sure that all of the headlines in the newspapers are about this and not about the wave of repression, for example. This may be the case. But the reality is, the concrete reality is that Venezuela yesterday, according to the electoral announcement, at least, elected or voted in a governor for a region of a country which it doesn't control. This is an undisputed reality. Venezuela does not control the Essequibo Strip, which is a contested region between two countries and under UN protection. Venezuela does not have a state apparatus there, does not have a presence on the ground. The people living there legally are not Venezuelans. And yet somehow, yesterday, a governor was elected for this strip. Now, according to the electoral authorities, 21,000 people elected this governor. No details have been offered over the last few months about an electoral register being recorded in this strip. We don't know if there were voting centers or how many voting centers or where they were. We don't know exactly how these people actually voted, because to vote, you need to hold a Venezuelan ID card. Now, these people are not Venezuelans legally. So it's quite hard to understand how, in fact, they voted for this so-called governor. And this lack of transparency from the government with regards to this specific region has fueled speculation that essentially there was no vote held there yesterday. There were no voting centres. There are no photos. There are no videos. There's no electoral register. We don't know who the candidates were, even in many regions.
Aprila lani je predsednik Maduro podpisal zakon, s katerim želi priključiti pokrajino k Venezueli. Thompson pojasni napet odnos med Venezuelo in Gvajano.
Well, the relations have been very tense, essentially since large oil deposits were discovered in the country and Guyana opted to invite foreign large oil firms to explore these oil deposits, not just ExxonMobil, but also BP, Total, and importantly, the CNPC from China as well have a large stake in these extensive oil fields in this disputed, just off the coast, in fact, of this disputed region. These are aquatic oil fields. So the government in Guyana has been very clear in its political leaning towards these issues. And this, of course, has led it to a situation of high conflict with the Caracas government, which is, of course, looking as well to take control of these oil fields. This is the main issue which has revived this historical dispute for this strip, a dispute which dates back hundreds of years, but for the vast majority of these years was not a major issue, essentially because there were no natural resources known to be in this strip and very, very small populated regions. Now, obviously, since huge oil resources have been found there, the dispute has intensified greatly. And this move by Caracas to supposedly elect a governor to control this region will not help this situation. It will certainly intensify the conflict. And as I suggested, will probably draw a reaction both from Guyana, but majorly its Western backers, who are, of course, impulsing the participation of their oil firms in this region.
Opozicijski klic po bojkotu volitev je očitno uspel, sčasoma pa se bo pokazala tudi njegova učinkovitost. Dolgoletni predsednik še naprej ostaja na oblasti, kljub protestnemu ozračju v Venezueli od julija lani. Offsajt je pripravila Vajenka Ajla, spodbudne misli je prispevala Iman.